Let us pray. Holy One, you are the one we turn to in the darkness and the one we praise in the light. May the words that we speak today bring us closer to you, even in our confusion. Amen. Have you ever seen those signs or advertisements that say, the more you spend, the more you save? Yep. And have you ever bought that thing and put it away and found it much later when it's long past its best by date? Oh, you're not admitting to it. Okay. And you think, what a waste. A costly piece has been bought for us. And in this week, we'll see pictures of crosses and cemeteries, of flowers blooming red between tombstones. And each of those marks a life that was given for a cause. So today I ask, what will we do with what has been saved? What have we done with what was saved by the great efforts of others, of those who stood in the face of fear, of nurses who cared for the enemy, of doctors who went to dangerous places, the efforts of families who live for years without fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters? What will we do with what has been saved? What will we do with our costly peace that makes it worth the price? For the purpose of our remembering is not fear, and the purpose of our remembering is not victory. The purpose of our remembering is to acknowledge the cost of our present and the possibility for our future. And each person here asks, but what can I do? What effort, what work, what vocation, what contribution is worth the cost of another person's life? And every time we come into this place, we stand before a cross and perhaps might ask that same question. What mission is worth our lives, the giving of time and heart and soul? For each of us, there may be a great mission that is individual. For each of us has a different gift to be offered for peace. And each of us may have a small mission. Finding the great mission is the purpose of your whole lives. Finding that the mission has changed and God asks something new of you is the purpose of the rest of your lives. But here are just three small things we might do to start, whether we are children, adults, seniors, whether we have served or not. First, make a new friend. For the first act of peace is friendship, the ability just to talk to one another and to learn from one another. Just make a new friend. Second, learn something new. We can look for chances to learn something new that will help us in the struggle for peace. We don't already know it all, or there would be peace. We can learn a language, or at least how to say hello. We can learn ways to build something together, learn how to mend something instead of throwing it away, learn to paint or write or to speak out. Learn more about the people across the street or about the decisions your government is making. Learn something. And third, we can pray. We can pray for the courage it's going to take to stand against those who benefit from our fear and our anger and our hatred. Pray hard. Pray often. Pray in the car or in the shower. Pray for bravery. Pray for understanding. Pray for pity. What will we do with what has been saved, with this costly peace in which we live? Take time. Imagine what you will do. Take time. God of grace, Prince of peace, here is our simple prayer. Send me friends to cherish. Teach me something new. Give me courage to build peace, one day at a time. Amen.